The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, I'm not sure if people saw today, there was a great piece in the Irish Times, Gordon Darcy's column, always an interesting read. But something he touched on today was his fundamental need to be liked and how this threatened to derail his career at different times. Well, Keelan O'Dwyer is a behavioural psychologist at FETL, Ireland's online therapy platform. And she joins me now to talk about this need, this fundamental need to be liked. Keelan, I assume Gordon Darcy is not unique in this regard, is he?
No, not at all. Over the past decade working with people in private practice and in businesses, I've heard this sentiment so much. And we are social creatures and it's wired into our DNA to be liked. And our need to be liked and accepted kind of shows up in all areas of our life, be it in work, be it with family, be it with friends. It's so pervasive.
And where does this come from? I mean, I'm sure it's more pronounced maybe in some people. We'll talk about that in a moment. But in terms of the universal need to be liked, where does that come from?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're social creatures and being liked and accepted, it has an evolutionary function. So when we were hunter-gatherers, we needed to stay within our group to survive. If we were kicked out of the clan, we wouldn't last long in the wilderness. The trouble with our need to be liked is, however, that this keeps evolving. However, we're no longer in small groups of six anymore. Our social networks have expanded and we're no longer part of one group, but many social groups. And we can connect with and compare ourselves to millions of people across the globe. Even I can pick up my phone and I can be instantly interacting with a new social group.
And why then, though, is it more pronounced than some people?
So why it's pronounced in some people, usually what I would term it as is people-pleasing behaviours. So people-pleasing is the need to be liked. And when this leads us to put others' needs before our own, it can have detrimental consequences to our well-being. So this usually stems from childhood and adolescence. So, for example, if you had a parent who was typically quite cold, but when you gave them support and acted in a way that was pleasing to them or when you helped them, they may become loving towards you. So this kind of leads to a belief, I need to support others or put others' needs before my own to be loved, to receive support and care.
So that's how people kind of turn into, or people pleasers, if we'll describe them that way. I mean, what's the consequence of going through life as a people pleaser?
Oh, so the thing about people pleasing is it's quite difficult to change because we are so often rewarded for people pleasing. It's one of the most challenging behaviors to shut off because it has so many payoffs. You know, being liked in the workplace and going above and beyond for your team can lead to being promoted, getting a raise, being praised by your manager or your team. But over time, what can happen is if you're always showing up for others and not giving back to yourself, what will happen is you'll become overwhelmed, burned out, stressed. And in the long term, it can impact your career, your health and your relationships. And when it's kind of getting in the way of you leading the sort of life you want to lead, that's a sign that you need to start looking after yourself and putting your own needs first to improve your quality of life and well-being.
So how do people do that? I mean, it's easy to say you need to look after yourself, put your own needs first. I mean, what are the tips and tricks?
Okay, so my top tips for this would be to, when you're kind of starting to stop this behavior, find small ways to honor and assert yourself. And it can be easier to say no to someone you don't know at first. So, for example, if a shop assistant is trying to sell you something you don't want, say, no thanks, I'm not interested at the moment. And find little ways to assert yourself over time and begin to build this behavior with colleagues and friends. So saying no to smaller requests or expressing your opinion about something small in front of family or friends. If you're, you know, the more that we do this, we retrain ourselves to be truer to ourselves over time. But if you are struggling with this, it would be really helpful to talk to a therapist. And I myself, hands up until my mid to late 20s, I was a chronic people pleaser. And I still sometimes struggle with it, but going to therapy really helped me create awareness around why I acted in that way. It also gave me the tools for change and helped me build my own self-worth. And when we build our own self-worth, it can help us put in boundaries with others and honor ourselves.
Okay. Well, listen, like I suppose like any journey starts with a single step, a small step in this case. Keelan, it's been really interesting talking to you. Keelan O'Dwyer is a behavioural psychologist at FETL, Ireland's online therapy platform. And you can read Gordon Darcy's piece, always an interesting read. And today, no exception, it is in the Irish Times. Now, we will get the news headlines. Here's Eamon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.